I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A new wave? Japan has seen an uptick in confirmed COVID-19 cases in April, finally adopting some stricter social distancing measures as a result. Plus, a remote Muslim tribe in Sudan has its first Christians. But they don't plan on being the last. We'll get to that story in a couple of minutes. But we'll start today in Japan, which has declared a state of emergency after a new wave of confirmed coronavirus cases. Takeshi Takazawa of Asian Access says,
Number has been steadily growing, but our country decided to limit the PCR test to see positive or negative.
As testing increases, so do the numbers, causing concern in Japan over the capacity of hospitals to treat all the patients. The country has finally adopted some tighter social distancing measures.
It's been very difficult in dense city like Tokyo or Osaka. We're trying to do it. In the downtown business area has been reduced significantly, but the residential area, people are still walking around.
Takazawa says Asian Access has been forced to move their ministry online.
This situation took away the luxury of being together as a community. So we had to change our strategy.
So pray for Christians in Japan as the country fights the coronavirus. By the way, they are already praying for us.
We are remembering other countries like New York situation and other states that increasingly having the cases. We're praying for the leaders, medical staff, and all these brothers and sisters in North America.
Next, Wycliffe Associates knows that translation efforts will be deeply impacted by COVID-19's pandemic. Ruth Smith reminds us that God's ways are higher than our ways. He says Wycliffe Associates remains grateful for how their strategies will enable translation work to continue.
We can see how God has prepared us through the years that we've worked to equip and train local churches around the world. That preparation for such a time as this really has positioned us in a place where Bible translation can move forward despite the limitations that have now surfaced.
Smith estimates that in the last 12 months, around 7,000 indigenous peoples in about 108 countries have been involved in translation work. Wycliffe Associates is encouraging these indigenous peoples to train neighboring groups with similar languages. In this way, scripture can be translated into new languages.
We see this really as a huge opportunity for the people of God, for the body of Christ worldwide, to demonstrate their care for their neighbors by helping them to have the scripture that they have themselves.
And yesterday we told you about unreached people groups in Chad and how they're being introduced to Christ. Today, our focus shifts to Sudan. Believers here reached out to Unfolding Word after seeing the ministry's approach in Chad. Now remember, unreached people groups know nothing about Jesus and they have no way to access the gospel. Sudan has 130 unreached people groups, one of which are the Masalit. Unfolding Word's David Reeves says there were no Masalit believers until now.
There's the first six believers who are good, solid leaders. Now they've come to Christ, and we'll work alongside those leaders as they develop these resources and take it back into their communities, the Masalit communities. It becomes a proclamation tool that they can share with others in their people group in Sudan. And eventually, once enough have come to Christ and you have the initial formation of a church, we can then take them on a journey toward Bible translation.
According to Joshua Project, the Masalit live in extremely remote areas, and Islam dominates their lives. Unfolding Word's Masalit partners desperately want their people to know Christ, but this calling comes with a high cost.
There's a spiritual element to this that's not obvious, the spiritual warfare context. We would ask for prayers for the God's covering and protection around this group of six believers who now love Jesus, want to follow Christ. They are now targets for others, either for persecution or even to be taken out.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional written by women for women, and it uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.